Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. You're going to be glad you did, because we got our good buddy Paul Casey back with us. Paul is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top management experts in the Brain Trust. He's the author of Is Self-Employment For You? And he's got a few things to talk to us about that. I think he may have another top 10 list for us. Paul Casey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. By the way, his company is called Casey Communication. So, Paul, I've been thinking a lot about startups, people starting a business. And, you know, as I've told my audience 1,000 times, in the 80s, I was downsized twice. No fault of mine. And the second time, I said, you know what? I'm not going to go looking for a job. I'm going to start my own business. I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And so I started my own business, 89, and I've been doing it ever since. I've had my own business in two variations ever since. And so when I think about all the people being laid off right now, I've been thinking about them doing what I did. And many of them are, but there's something different about this downturn, about this downsizing environment, Paul, that was not the case in 89 or in 2000 or 2002 or those other times. And that is the availability of credit, personal credit, to launch a startup. That's different this time, isn't it?
That's for sure. You hear people talking about that all the time, and I've been actually talking to a lot of people on my radio show up here in Seattle about that very same problem, and I would concur that even people who have been in business for a while are finding it difficult. So, and these are good customers. These are people who have got good credit and have established credit are having the difficulty. So I would agree that it's a different ballgame here.
Well, I have a friend who's got the leading software product in his genre on the planet. His company's about 20 years old, like mine. And in the 90s, he told me at one point in time, he not only put a second mortgage on his house, but he had up to $90,000 in credit card debt. Now, he's since obviously highly successful, but it took him that kind of commitment, that kind of personal capital to get his business out of the ground, to sustain it until it had the ability to sustain itself. And people don't have that kind of personal credit anymore. I mean, if they had, if somebody started out with $90,000 worth of personal credit credit card opportunity a year ago, the credit card companies have reduced that by now. Even if they're paying their bill, that's just what they've been doing.
Yeah, and I don't know when you start your business, 89. We were the exact same time, by the way. We never had discussed that. My business started in 89 as well. And what's interesting, a couple things come to mind when you said that. My tolerance for going into debt personally, $90,000, that's out of my comfort zone. You know, but, you know, in some ways, not to say put a positive spin on this, but I think we can, is that, you know, maybe that would make people, again, he obviously had a great concept and has done it, but I would venture to say that sometimes there's too much credit available and... Yep. That could be a reverse factor, that maybe it's a good thing that, you know, people have to be more disciplined then, because that's an awful lot of money to take on personally. And he got through it. Congratulations. But I think a lot of us novices, I know if I had $90,000 in my little hands in 1989, I'm not sure.
It might not have been used wisely. Yeah, but
that's,
you know,
right. That's right. It's such a learning process that I, again, think that it's almost better if it's tight to the vest.
Well, what I've been trying to talk about lately, Paul, and you can help me with this, is growing your business organically. That's kind of what I did with my own. Now the chat, and when I say organically, obviously I'm talking about through customer capital called sales. That's the best capital in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and I've been doing interviews with people over the last couple of weeks, and I assembled from what they said like a top 10 list of things that if you're in business for yourself and you're really having difficulty now, they've been so generous in telling me a lot of things that they're doing that I'd love to share it with your audience.
All right.
That in mind.
I'll tell you what, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start out with Paul's top 10 list. Paul, by the way, give us the radio station where you're on in Washington.
It's on KKNW 1150 AM.
1150 in the Seattle area, folks, so check that out. That's on Tuesdays, is that right, Paul?
On Thursdays at 2 o'clock.
Thursdays at 2 o'clock Pacific time. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. A little Clapton bringing us back there. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's our flagship. My knowledge base is askjim.biz. That's where you get small business answers now. My blog is jimsblog.biz. And I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. We do all this for you. And of course, the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com, has been around for 11-plus years, and that's where you can find the blog there, too. Just remember that one website. Everything else is there, the knowledge base, the blog, all the archives and articles. Our Brain Trust members are there. My books are there, as well as the books of my Brain Trust members. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which is right there on the homepage. It comes every Sunday afternoon, gets you ready for the week ahead. And by the way, folks, that newsletter is now in its tenth year. That's right. Paul Casey is also a talk show host, folks. He's got a Thursday afternoon program in the Seattle area. He's the author of Is Self-Employment for You? And a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And Paul, you've got 10 tips that you want to give people if this is for starting a business, right?
Actually, this is if you are in business, but one of them has to do with if you are thinking about starting a business now. But most of it is directed at small businesses now that are struggling.
And you've gotten these from other people who've shared this information with you.
Absolutely. I asked the question when I was on the air for the last couple of weeks, what would you suggest people do in these difficult times? And this is kind of what they have had to say among all the suggestions they've had. So I kind of looked at them and said, like, number 10, and I'll run through them, and then, Jim, you stop me if you need to say, hey, explain this further.
All right, yeah.
Number 10, stay visible, volunteer, get on committees, and just stay as visible as you possibly can. Take this
opportunity to step that up. Don't be a caveman. Don't become a caveman right now.
That's right. Exactly.
We're all going to have to hunker down, keep our backsides down and our heads up and looking around, paying attention to what's going on. But it's not a good idea to become a caveman.
Absolutely. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Number 9, learn new skills. If whatever you need to do, we all need to learn new skills. Take this time to do that.
The great Roman politician Plato started learning Greek at the age of 75.
Wow. Didn't know that.
And they said, why would you, this is, you know, 2,000 years ago, why would you start learning Greek at your age? He said, it's the youngest age I have.
There you go. A very pragmatic person.
You always have to learn. A friend of mine says you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
That's right. And this is the time to do it now.
That's right. Number 8.
Number 8 would be separate yourself from the competition further, perhaps even look within your markets, your target. Maybe now is the time to target the upscale market.
Wow.
Whatever you're doing, maybe you aim a little higher. So just take what your target is and take a look at that. Number 7.
Paul, I want to say,
go ahead.
One of the things that I've been encouraging people to do is never mind the competition. Focus on your customers.
Right.
Let the competition start watching you instead of you watching them. I think the companies who get too caught up in their competition are the ones who aren't going to make it in 2009. The ones who focus on their customers, they're the ones who are going to make it. What do you think, Paul?
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. We've talked about this before, and the customer is king, and your competitors are really your best friends in a lot of ways. I mean, they keep you in the game and focus. But
help you seek excellence.
Don't worry about
it.
Go on. Absolutely.
All right, next one.
Number seven would just be realize if you see your client stretching payments out and it's getting to the red zone, you're going to have to get tough. This is a pragmatic, again, sort of approach, but make sure that you're not letting your cash flow get away from you. You may have to be getting and turning up the burners there and make certain you're getting paid.
Right. Well, I call it the small business survival song. Profit is the queen of business, but cash is king.
Right.
And those are the lyrics. Those are the lyrics of the small business survival song. All right, number six?
Number six would be decisive, and if you have to let people go now, do it. It'll be better for them and better for you in the long run. I had someone call me. She had a strategy branding firm, and she said in the last recession she was just had a real difficulty letting people go, but, you know, it almost cost her business, and she said now, again, as tough as it is, be decisive, and you have to make those moves if you do it.
We are small business owners are the biggest softies when it comes to laying people off.
Right.
Because, Paul, we know their names. We know their children's names. We may know when their child's next dental appointment is.
Right.
These are our family members. These are people we're close to. It's difficult. It's tough for us to lay people off.
Right. It's tough. I mean, we've talked to him. This is a very difficult times, and, you know, we'd like to be positive, and we should be. And number five is kind of along those lines. I thought this was interesting, and I put it up higher. Stay away from the TV.
Yeah.
I mean, all this doom and gloom so on. You know, don't let it catch up with you to an extent where it puts you in a negative situation.
However bad things are, it's not as bad as it is on television.
Right.
And that's what I've been saying. Quit listening to the talking heads and start listening to your customers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that one. That's my favorite so far. All right, number four.
Oh, good. Yeah, I thought that was a really good one too. And,
but now, Paul, radio talking heads are okay.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the TV guys you don't want to listen to, right?
Well, yeah, the woman who told me that, Lorraine House, she's in media skills training.
Right.
And she said that. She said, oh, your show is great. No, everybody listen to your program. And
yeah, it's not the radio people. We're the good guys, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Hey, Paul, hold on, folks. We got more to come after these messages. More tips on how to make sure you survive, accomplish that small business goal I've been telling you about, the small business attitude. You know what I've been saying? I'm going to win by surviving. Tin Till, stay with us. Right back with Paul Casey. Little Aretha bringing us back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Paul Casey. The author of Is Self-Employment For You? Paul, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find you.
Selfemploymentforyou.net, all one word.
And they can find your book there. They can find out more about your radio show, can't they?
Absolutely.
Is it online? Do you stream it online?
I don't yet, but I'm going to in next year.
All right, good deal. We'll look forward to that. Okay, Paul, number four. These are the things you got to do to accomplish what I call the small business attitude, which is I'm going to win by surviving. Go ahead, Paul. Number four.
There you go. Number four would be if you're looking again in surviving these difficult times, you want to maybe look at new ground floor opportunities. And this comes from Cheryl Eisen. And number one, think healthcare. This is being, again, very practical. They have money. So if you have a business, whatever you're doing, think healthcare. My brother has an upholstery company. He's been doing restaurants for a long time. And they're suffering. Now he's over going to hospitals and to healthcare centers, and he's doing very well. Think baby boomers, you know, servicing them. If you have an exercise class or you have something like that, you may want to niche that market because, again, there's a lot of opportunities with the baby boomers.
Do you remember the story in Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill? He tells a story in that book, as I remember, where the miner dug in the shaft for gold, and he dug for years and years, and he never found anything. Finally, he just gave up. Somebody else went in and went down the same shaft, moved over 3 feet, dug a little while, and found gold. Sometimes you just got to move over 3 feet.
That's right. And that's a lot in that story. I hadn't heard that. That's a really good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Sometimes you just got to move over 3 feet. All right, what's the next one?
Well, and part of that one would also be number four is like you're in dry cleaning. You know, you're having this service. Well, maybe you take a little bit different focus and you think green now. Okay, so you have a dry cleaning service that changes chemicals and things like that to be more green. Again, you make it a
niche market. And you market that.
That's right.
You're now a green dry cleaner or whatever it is. That's people like that, don't they?
That's right. And there's
a
whole new market there.
All right, next one.
Number three, you don't need to. This is for people thinking about going into business. Number three. You don't need to recreate things. I think one of the biggest myths about business is you have to invent something new, when in fact the best thing to do is find a niche and fill it, do it better, and then solve someone's problems. This is a great story of someone up here who's called Callahan Concierge, and that's all she does every day. I mean, I asked her what's the most unusual thing that she's done, and she said, well, 2 weeks ago at the Seattle Art Museum, someone wanted to get in and get an art piece, and so she had someone... This person who wanted to get this art piece at 11 a.m. when it opened up had paid to have someone stand in line for her, to be first in line.
Oh, yeah, line sitter.
Yeah, that's all it was. She'll walk your dog, you know, clean your windows and so on. It's amazing how, and she's doing gangbusters right now. So that's
number three. Number two?
Let's see. Number two, network now. Get out there. Get, you know, as I mentioned earlier, just stay active.
Don't be a caveman.
That's right. That's back to that point, but I wanted to bring that up again. And that means, again, get on board, stay active, be very focused on where you network. Just don't network to network.
You never know where your next opportunity is going to come from. It might come from the most unlikely place. Network, network, network.
That's right.
All right.
So number one would be to visit your top customers now. Do not ignore the base you have already established, your customers and clients. There's a lot more there and a lot more opportunities. There may be business that you just haven't taken a look at and really
And if it's any way possible, go see them personally.
Right.
Face to face.
And then, you know, you may want to shift your business some to, if you're an accountant and you're doing business clients, then you go and see them and maybe other existing clients, and maybe you can get into doing accounting for personal or do something more on that level. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of opportunities. Don't ignore your existing customers. They've already trusted you. They're with you for a reason. Why not go figure something out, work with them on other possibilities?
Right, absolutely. So these are outstanding tips, Paul. Thank you for bringing. And these are real live rubber meets the road tips from real live businesses, right?
That's right. These are people who do this every day, and I was really pleasantly, let's say, surprised and feeling how resourceful you can be. And I think that's what they said and how generous they were in sharing this. And I certainly learned a lot, and that's why I love doing the talk show once or every day for an hour. I mean, the wealth of information you're able to gather is enormous.
Well,
so
you must be
brilliant, Jim.
a lot of stuff goes through here. Some of it sticks, some of it doesn't. Hey, Paul, give us that website one more time.
It's selfemploymentforyou.net.
And that's the name of the book, is Self Employment for You. You can find it there. Paul, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure, Jim.
See you next time. Yeah, you too. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.